Hello, hello. Waiting for another guest that will be speaking, and we start pretty soon. Thank you for joining. Hello, 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 Akash. I see your request. Give me a couple of minutes. We will introducing the guests of the space, and I will give you the word as well. Only one guest missing, and we'll start, guys. Give me one or two more minutes. Okay, guys. Hello, everyone. Thanks for joining. I'm missing Brenna, one of the guests. Hope she jumps in soon. But let's start. Remember that the space will be recorded, so We can come back anytime to hear more of what we are speaking. I'm Kronos from Sports Club. Thank you for your participation here in another weekly space, Artists Weekly, in which we give artists from different places a platform to exchange ideas, find out directly how we can help them solve their problems, and provide direct feedback in Sports Club. We provide tools that help the artists spread their talent, monetize their art, gain knowledge about Web3, and give the audience a new way to acquire the pieces from their favorite artists and create a closer relationship between both parts. Today, we have the honor to have as guests Altro Codice, Nurno Loco, Philip Pfizer, and Mimi Mitina. Waiting for Brenna as well for joining, and will be amazing to have it all. Thank you, everyone. Let's start with some introductions. I'm really happy to have you all here. So let's start first. Sorry for my pronunciation if the names are not saying correctly, but let's start with Altro Codice. Let me know, who are you, where are you from, and which type of music are you making?
Hello to everyone. You can hear me well?
Yeah, yes, we hear you perfectly.
Okay, my name is Efren. I'm 27 years old. I'm from Havana, Cuba. I'm techno DJ producer. It is like 15 years since I started into music. And right now I'm running an independent label by the name X Club, and this is it. That's who I am.
Okay, perfect, perfect. Where are you from?
I'm from Havana, Cuba.
You are living there?
Yeah, I'm here right now.
Okay, okay, perfect. And which type of music do you do in your label? Electronic?
Yeah, it's all about electronic, but a little bit of experimental too, like ambient, you know, more like techno, but ambient too, hard techno, groove, kind of all styles.
Okay, okay, that sounds great. That sounds great. I have a couple of questions more to ask you, but let me continue with the introduction. I will be back with you. Thanks for joining today.
Okay, thank you.
So next one, we have Nurno Loco. Hello, Nurno, how are you doing? Where are you from? And which type of music are you doing?
Hi there. Can you hear me well?
Yeah, we hear you perfectly.
Perfect. So nice to meet you all. I'm Nurno Loco. I'm an artist of Latin music, Spanish music, and also a music producer of all genres, kind of. I'm 26 years old, and yeah, that's it, I think.
Okay, so your type of music is more Latin music, some kind of mix that style, I'm right?
Yes, exactly. And I also like to like make new stuff, like for example, mix Afro with trap and do stuff that doesn't exist, so the audience gets something new.
Oh, that's perfect. That's perfect. I'm from Argentina, and here trap music is really popular. I think it's something that will explode more in the further years. So I think you are early on that topic. So thanks again for being here. Let's continue with Philip. Hello, Philip. How are you? Where are you from?
Hello, everyone. Hello, everyone. So I'm from Belgrade, Serbia. I'm more than 15 years in a music production and working as a DJ. I run two labels, Depur, it's a more like organic house, and recently I started a new label and artist duo called Inner Sense and Inner Sense Records, So we like two guys after 10 years combining ideas and experience under one name. So we started with this brand new project, and it's I like how it's going. So right now we are in more like melodic house and techno. We don't call us only melodic techno artists. So we like to do more like a melodic house genre type of music. So that's it for me for introductions. And thank you for having me.
No, thank you. Thank you for joining here. It's really interesting what you are saying, because I was checking your profile before jumping in, and I saw a couple of good shows that you were doing. I will ask a bit more deeply about that further on in the space. Sure. Thanks again for joining. Let's continue with Mimi Mitina. Hello, Mimi. How are you?
Hey, I'm good. Thank you so much for inviting me. And a bit about myself. I'm a singer-songwriter and a Web3 musician, and also co-founder of OR. And for my own music, I'm producing mostly kind of like indie pop music. And I'm also a ukulele player. So when I'm doing like live performances, I'm playing with a basically like ukulele band with me playing ukulele and like a bass player playing ukulele and then some drums and whatever. So that's kind of the vibe. Yeah, and I'm based in Berlin, Germany. So, yeah.
Okay, excellent. Thanks a lot for joining today. I have a couple of questions that I want to do to everyone here. I'm really happy to have all different kind of styles, because it's something that we want to do. We want to hear all different opinions, all different of experiences. And this is why Spost Club is being made, you know, for helping this kind of artists of all different types. For remembering to the audience, you can jump in, you can stand up your hand, and I will give you the word, like Akash is doing right now. Hello, Akash, how are you?
Hey, brother, wish you all the morning. And to be honest, I'm from Palo Alto, California, and I'm a collector in Web3, and just because of Mimi, she is in the space right now, and massive shout out to her. I'm a big collector from, so to be honest, I do podcasts, like face-to-face podcasts in different countries. So this is all I did.
Okay, perfect. If you want, I can add you to a couple of questions I have to the artists here. Is something that we want to do something interesting here about the experiences and also the problematics that the artists have, and what are the ways that we have to solve that issues. I see that we have Brenna here. Hello, Brenna, how are you? Let me know where are you from and which type of music are you making?
Hey, guys, sorry. I thought the space was a little bit later, but I'm here. I'm here now. Yeah, I'm actually in Paris right now, just traveling through Europe, but I'm originally from North Carolina, and I really like to call Austin, Texas my home, just because I do a lot of stuff out there in the States. And as far as what kind of music I make, it's definitely multi-genre, but I like to say anywhere between R&B, indie, and rock in between there. So yeah, that's a little bit about me, and thanks for hosting this space. I'm really looking forward to being a part of the conversation.
Excellent. Yes, we want to do it this weekly, showing support to the artist, showing a platform where the artist can exchange an ideas and something to hear experiences as well. Thanks a lot for joining, Brenna. Have a couple of more questions. I will go to you further on. So let's go deeper in more questions. I want to ask Altro Codice, how does it feel to be an independent artist in nowadays? And if it's to you a full-time job or just a hobby today?
Well, like right now is the only thing I do, because I'm a ghost producer, you know, that's the way I earn. That's the way I earn my money. I'm a ghost producer. I make techno, sometimes house music, but it's not for me. It's for clients who ask, you know, different kind of music, and then I just make. So no, it's not a hobby. It's my profession. It's all I do. In the personal taste, I like to make more like techno, experimental. But yeah, it's not a hobby.
Okay, that's great. That's great, because I was hearing the last page that is something really difficult. For example, I'm not an artist, so I don't have that perspective of the job, of the life. But I can imagine that it's really, really hard to be an independent artist and be profitable. It's something that takes a lot of time, I'm right? It's something that you need to invest a lot of time and energy doing it.
Yeah, a lot of time. Definitely a lot of time. And sometimes, for example, in my position is really hard, because here in Cuba, it's really difficult to artists to get known, you know, and to get reachable, because we don't have enough tools. We don't have, barely we have internet to get to the outside. And yeah, it's really difficult. You need a lot of time, you need a lot of dedication, you need resources, and yeah.
Yes, it's something that I was thinking more deeply, because a factor for giving to you more exposure, you can be a really great artist, you can have a lot of styles, you can have a lot of talent, and even in that case, you won't reach the audience that you want. One big factor also is, where are you located, you know? Because in some places of the world, it's more easier to get people, more easier to get audience, and in consequence, it's more easy to monetize your show. So a point of view of someone who is living in Cuba is something really important. A question that I want to ask you is, how much time took you to start being profitable out of your job since the start? Because I can imagine that at the beginning, you wasn't earning any money, you know?
No, not at all, not at all. At the beginning, it was more like a hobby. Yeah, of course, I had to study, I had to go to the school, and my parents didn't understand that's what I wanted to do. And yeah, it took a lot of time, like 10 years or something like that. And then I started to, you know, get more into it. And yeah, it was hard. It was really, really hard. Here, things are not easy at all. You need a lot of money. You need a lot of tools we don't have. Yeah. It is really hard.
Hello, guys. I will try to jump in. Altro, greetings from my side. I'm part of Sports Club, and I'm listening to your story. It's really, really, really. I feel it. You know, it's like it reminds me of some like my beginnings in the music. You know, so like just shout out to you guys that you are pushing. You know, although there are no tools and resources, you're pushing and making music. So I think that's great. So just like keep going. You have supporters from this side.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you. And also I wanted to add that I think Web3 and technology helps a lot to give exposure in case of like Altro Codice, you know, because it's not the same. And I will hear the opinion of Brenna. I want to know her experience about this in a moment. Because where are you located is something really, really important to reach more people. But let's continue for not making it too long. I want to hear the experience of Nurno Loco. Is something that is your full-time job at the moment?
Not really. Like I'm also a full-time student. So it's really hard to combine like a music studio that you need to run your music career and your studies. So, yeah.
And what's about your place on the world? In your country, is something easy to reach more audience? Is something difficult? Do you find audience or is it really, really hard?
So I'm located in Switzerland and I do Latin music. So that's something that's kind of hard because it's only listened to in summer here. So it's very hard to like do something in winter, but still Latin music is gaining more and more like popularity. And also we have not that many radio stations that really want to support independent artists. That's also something that is pretty hard. But still we have, for example, TikTok, we have Instagram, so we really should find out how to use those platforms, I think.
Yeah, definitely. One of the next questions actually is what are the ways or the channels that you use? So you are answering right now. Do you use TikTok? What do you use? Facebook? How do you spread your word, your music?
So for me, I really just use Instagram and TikTok at the moment. And in TikTok, I really should push more because I heard from a lot of people that it really can help a lot. But most of my audience is from like creators, from like influencers that use my music on Instagram. So there is also communities where you can like apply with your music and they will share it to all their influencers and all for free. So I'm using that, and with that it really helped me because I got like to the charts of Germany with one song, and it was crazy.
Yes, I can imagine. Thanks for sharing. And it's true, you know, artists need to support each other, because if not, who will do it? The big brands don't want to support the emerging artists, and we know it. And it's something that we want to push forward in Sports Club, giving all the kind of people the support, not only small artists, middle artists, and also big artists. Speaking around this, I want to know the experience of Philip. I know he's making a couple of shows. I'm really interested in his show. So what about you, Philip? I'm almost sure that you have this as a full-time show. I'm right?
Hey, hello again. So basically I'm working like 10 years. I was working like as a part-time and developing the hobby that I like, the music and production and everything. But when I was 30, I'm 35 now, I started working as a full-time job, and I started 2 months before COVID.
Oh, man.
So it was really hard for 1 year to gain the money, gain the financial, and do the stuff. But in that moment, I knew that I needed to do something. So I started with growing up the local artists, smaller artists, inviting them for the parties, making podcasts, making radio shows, give the people that they listen to the music via platforms like YouTube, Spotify, playlists, just not to forget about the music, you know. And I think the music, especially the melodic house and techno, develops in that moment because of the circle and maybe some YouTube channels that give the people what is electronic music in my region and area. So yeah, right now I'm a really full-time job, running two labels, like I said, doing two projects. I have a DJ school as well here in Belgrade. So it's a really full-time, 27 days in a week, you know.
So oh, recently, that's great. That's
yeah,
great.
Yeah. But I played the Exit Festival Dance Arena 2022. And I think that's where it started to be like more exposure for me, because it's the biggest festival over here in the region. And I think a lot of people from that type of techno genre really knows about that festival. So recently I'm still looking for the management. I'm still looking for somebody to took me, to take me to the higher level. And I think that's really hard when it comes to this area and the region, because Serbian passport is really difficult to work somewhere in the Europe, to work in America, to travel that long, you know, or you can need to some visas, you need this and that. So it's really hard to get exposure from the international part of the of this world, you know. And so I started feeling...
If I can jump in, Philip, I know story. I know your story from really the early beginnings, and it's really amazing example how when somebody put themselves inside of the project, you know, and developing like slowly with small steps, like smart steps. At the end, you reach your goal and your dream, you know, and that's what you're doing now. So, and one more thing, like really, I want to share with the guys, like, you know, when you are in the region where it's like a little bit tricky to get these work permissions and so on, then you focus on what you have in front of you. So basically, definitely, like what Philip did, like Philip, he's going international, he's traveling and playing, of course, but he made a focus on the local scene. So, you know, he's not exporting the talent, he keeps the talent here and makes this culture lives. So really, really amazing thing you're doing, Philip. Thank you.
Yeah.
Yes, it's perfect because he's also supporting artists from their side, and he's not also empowering his own music, but also other people's music. So it's a really, really interesting story. Let's continue. Sorry, Philip, I will come back to you soon.
Sure.
Let's continue. I want to remind KRP and Akash that I have you the word. Give me a couple of minutes because I want to hear the experience of Mimi Mitina and also Brenna about this topic, and we will continue with you guys. Also remind to the audience that if you can, if you want to raise the hand and say something about the topic, I will give you the word. Let's continue with Mimi. Give me your experience, how it works in your place. Is something that you do like a full-time job?
Sure. So I've been doing music professionally for around 10 years now. I've been studying opera singing, but then I kind of flipped out and switched to like singer-songwriter and like doing music independently. And yeah, I'm here in Berlin. It's also, I guess, very privileged place for musicians because there are so many artist bars, artist cafe. You know, have to have like a big reach on social media to just start making money enough to basically pay your rent and, I mean, having like a decent lifestyle. So that's what I've been doing on and off. I was also working in some Web3 projects along the way, but sometimes I was doing it full-time musically, sometimes not. And right now I'm also concentrating on my startup, so I'm basically doing the touring with my band, like the shows in Berlin here. And yeah, but I feel like in comparison to other stories in other places, Berlin is really the place where you can just like move in here, start even doing like street music, and start getting bookings from some bars. There are so many festivals, also for DJs. I feel like there is such a big scene, of course, with all of the clubs. So yeah, it's really, really amazing place with opportunities for all kinds of genres of musicians. So yeah, that's kind of how the situation is in Berlin.
Wow, that sounds great. That sounds great. And also, I'm really interested to hear you some more about your Web3 experience, because it's something that not many artists have, and it's something that I think is important. It's something that is the future, is the technology. So, Philip, something around this?
Yeah, I want to ask Mimi, because she's living in the epicenter of the music, electronic music. Is it harder or it's easier to find the gigs and the book, because there is so many DJs, there's so many stuff, and how you can get the really, like, I like to get how you can get the crowd that start following you in the Berlin, not just come to some bar and listen to good music. Do they follow you? Do they, how do you make a connection with these I don't know how to say guests on the event? I really like to know that part.
Sure. I mean, I'm not a DJ myself, but I'm also running like monthly meetup for music producers. And in Berlin, the producer scene is mostly techno and electronics. So what I've heard from all of my friends who are like DJing around and having gigs in clubs, it can be actually pretty easy because there are so many clubs in the area. So there is really, I mean, there are also like guests, DJs who are like traveling to play here, of course. But I think the clubs prefer like local DJs, you know, to kind of support the local community and stuff. So from my impression, from what I saw from my DJ friends, it's actually doable, I would say. I mean, all of my friends are playing like, I don't know, weekly gigs, and they do like DJing on the side. So yeah, I mean, also for musicians, it's also kind of comparable to music. There are so many musicians, and everybody says, oh my god, there is so much competition, it's so hard to get a gig and whatever. But I feel like everybody has enough space in here because of the amount of bars and venues. So yeah,
that's great. Yeah, that's great. Thanks a lot, Philip, because this space also is for this kind of things, a change in between each other, and give a space for that purpose, you know, because maybe you can exchange some ideas. Also, after the space, I invite you guys to, of course, check out Spots Club project, but also contact each other if you have more discussion around it, something really cool, really cool. Thanks a lot, Philip. Feel free to write a hand again in some topics. I really want to go into the Web3 experiences, Mimi, but give me a couple of minutes more. I want to hear Brenna around how is her experience there and if it's a full-time job for her.
Hey, yeah. I've been pretty mobile for like 4 years, so I don't have really a home base. I say Austin, Texas, but I was only there for a year, and I'm mainly online with all of my stuff, and I'm mainly like an artist, even though I love performing, but I'm mainly a recording artist, so my priorities are a bit different, so I don't necessarily have like a direct experience as far as in-person or live performances, but yeah, I will say I feel like every single artist has a different approach. I should say they should have a different approach because there's just so many different tools nowadays. If you're only doing stuff IRL, then you're doing it wrong. So I just think that like having fun, I mean, that's why I make music. I make music because I love it. Like, I really am in love with making music. That's number one. And then like additionally after that, you know, figuring out what tools work for you and kind of testing stuff out, I think is really the best way to go about it. And you're going to fail a lot, but eventually you'll find like a really good way to kind of like a good way that works for you. So yeah, I'm not sure what the original question was, but I know I don't have like a specific answer to that local audience thing, but.
No, it's great, it's great. And also it's something that you need to invest a lot of time, I can imagine. You need to spend a lot of hours per day around this.
Yeah, I mean, literally, I feel like everything I do is always pointing back to my art, even if it's like working. I'm always having my art at the forefront of my mind, and trying to like, even if it's not directly linked by association, is directly linked by me just thinking about it all the time. So I think that's like a big part of as an artist that has to work, because like I have to work. I have to, you know, work part time on another job just to make money. But like you can still work and actually put a lot of mental energy into your craft as you're working on this other job that maybe is not your passion, or maybe it is. Like maybe you are passionate about working this job and you're passionate about music. I think like it's really important for independent artists these days to just accept that it can be both, and stop trying to like become this image of an artist that just doesn't exist anymore, because it just is like too stressful. You probably end up broke and on the street for no reason, you know, and just like, you know, art is supposed to be liberating and like freeing. And if it's becoming, you know, a torturous or like chaining you, or then, you know, it's like, what are you doing? Why are you doing it? So, yeah, I think I would say that in response.
100% agree. 100% agree. It's something that needs to be passionate, because you need to show to the people what is the thing you want to expose, what are your feelings, and that is the way you can gain more audience as well. Thanks a lot for sharing. Thanks a lot. KRP, I see your hand raised. Hello, how are you?
Hey, GM, GM Tetrahedron. Glad to be here. I was actually invited by Tetrahedron, but I raised my hand because I didn't have a lot of time. I was actually in the middle of I was in my studio working. So yeah, just wanted to hop in quickly and say hi. Warm greetings to everyone here. I'm a musician from India. And very glad to be here. Thank you.
Thanks a lot. Thanks a lot for jumping in. An interesting point of view out of India. We don't have anyone from there. So let me know your experience. Is something that you are working there as a full-time show? Is something easy? Something takes a lot of time?
Yeah, dude. I mean, for me personally, I actually am a full-time musician now, but it's taken a lot for me to get here. And it's taking a lot for me to stay here as well, as is with every profession. But for me, the thing is, my story is that I was actually born on the blockchain, so to say. I used to live in a monastery. I was producing music for someone called Sadhguru. He has a monastery called Isha. He's a spiritual teacher in India. So I was doing background scores, but I discovered music NFTs 2 years ago. And I didn't do music solo at all, because there's not much like, you don't really get to earn a lot of money in India from music unless and until you're in Bollywood, or you're really good at networking with people and you get some freelance projects, or you play at some weddings. So very early on, I kind of decided not to get into music because of the fact that it wasn't very lucrative. But music NFTs, really, 2 years ago, I found it. And I released my first NFT, and since then I've released about 11 NFTs, music NFTs, done reasonably well so far. And yeah, I'm proud to say that I'm actually able to live to a certain degree just off of my music NFTs and from the support that the community has given me. So yeah, man, I'm growing, but growing slowly but steadily, and I'm having fun.
Wow, that's great. That's great. I really love to hear another Web3 experience. I know there are a lot of artists that are not really into the world. It's something pretty new. I heard that you are here since 2 years. So I think you were very early on the NFT music, because NFT were just born 2 years ago. So
yeah. Yeah, but
how do you see the opportunity?
I say, what's the last line again? I didn't catch it.
Yes, I wanted to ask, why do you wanted to start into NFT? What do you see a possibility of joining the world because of the monetize, of the exposure?
So the question, as I understand this, like, why am I in NFTs? Why did I get into it, and why am I still in it? So honestly, the reason I got into NFTs was financial reasons, right? I was looking at ways to make money. I was doing something else, and when I saw that NFTs is something new, I actually got into it because I wanted to monetize my wife's work, because my wife is a wonderful, wonderful artist, and I wanted to see how to monetize her work, right? But then I soon found out from my research that I hope my audio is okay. Let me switch to voice.
Let me know if it's better. So I found that it was possible for me to monetize my music. Oh, it's not better. Okay, let me just hold on.
Sorry, I hear you, Abid.
Yeah, can you hear me now? Can you hear me now?
Yeah. Okay. Better.
Thanks, guys. So I was saying, like, yeah, I found that it's possible for me to actually monetize my own music, my own passion. And I'm very passionate about music, because I was doing music as, you know, I was making background scores. So when I discovered there was a way to monetize it, I jumped right in, and it's been a good ride since then for me. I was motivated by financial reasons, but then I discovered that there's a whole community here, which is very warm. These are all people who are like you and me, who live regular day-to-day lives, doing day-to-day jobs. I discovered people and I bonded with people. I spend a lot of time on Twitter Spaces. Twitter Spaces are a wonderful, wonderful way to form community. I got on Spaces. I spend at least 5 to 6 hours on average initially. Now I spend around 2 to 3 hours on Spaces every day. I just go, I talk to people like I'm doing right now. I sing my music, I sing it live. And I found my community, my tribe of people who decided to support me in my journey. And since then, I've been releasing music and monetizing it with as NFTs. Been releasing it in multiple chains. And yeah, man, it's been going quite well so far. Yeah.
Insane, honestly. And I'm really thankful for to you taking this topic out, because it's something that I think can help the others to grow more, not only the guests here, but also other people maybe in the audiences here in these experiences. And I 100% agree. I think Web3 is a door, is another tool that can open you a lot of doors for knowing more your music, for knowing other people. I think the best utility in the Web3 space is the engage, you know, is the connections, is meeting new people that can help you grow, support you. You sing in some spaces, so I'm interested in that. Maybe in a couple of minutes we can hear you a bit around it. Let me continue a bit with other experiences. I want to go more deeply into the technology. So Altro Codice, did you hear about Web3? Did you hear the ways that Web3 can help artists selling their art?
And Spoz, I just wanted to say, I do have to hop off now since I was working. I popped in because Tetrahedron actually had invited me. But yeah, man.
Okay. Well, give me a couple of words. Give me a quick scene.
Oh, sure, man. Okay. Hold on, let me just real quick pull up a song. Okay, so this one is called just pulled me out of. Okay, so this one is called it's a cover song. It goes like this. It's called Jealous. I'm jealous of the rain that falls upon your skin, is closer than my hands have been. Oh, I'm jealous of the rain. I'm jealous of the wind that ripples through your clothes, is closer than your shadow. Oh, I'm jealous of the wind. 'Cause I wish you the best of all this world could give. And I told you when you left me, there's nothing to forgive. But I always thought you'd come back. Tell me all you found was heartbreak and misery. It's hard for me to say, I'm jealous of the way you're happy without me. It's hard for me to say, I'm jealous of the way you're happy without me. You're happy without me. Oh, you're happy without me. Thanks, guys.
Holy moly. We didn't expect this.
Insane.
Thanks a lot for sharing, and thanks a lot for jumping in. I invite you to check Spoz Clue, but I'm really thankful for you to jump in and expose your experience. Thanks a lot.
Thank you so much, man. Actually, thank you so much for like giving me a chance to sing. I always love to sing, and yeah, man, love to know more about Spaz Club. My DMs are open for anyone here and you as well, and I'd love to stay in touch. And I'm dropping some music soon as well. If you guys wanna, if you guys are into collecting music, do send me your wallet addresses to get on the allow list. And I'll be actually dropping a song across three chains. It'll be on ETH, Polygon, and Optimism. So yeah, I'm gonna use something new that hasn't been used before. It's a feature that allows you to mint using whatever blockchain you're on. You know, you can just mint a song using whatever chain you're on, whatever currency you have, and you know, you can mint the song on the contract I mint it on. So if I'm minting it on Optimism and you use Matic or Ethereum to buy it, you get it on Optimism. So it's one button, one click, and you get it on from whatever chain you're on. So yeah, I gotta hop off now, guys, but please do stay in touch. Wonderful chatting up with you guys.
Excellent. Thanks again. And yes, let's keep in touch. Thanks a lot. Okay, let's continue. Altro Codice, as I was asking, did you hear something about these Web3 experiences? We heard KRP showing off what Web3 can offer for the artist, but I'm 100% sure that a lot of people didn't hear about it, so I want to hear your take on this.
Actually, I don't know much about Web3. Did you ask for a way I monetize my music or something like that?
Yes, you can jump in that as well. It's something that, what are the ways that you showcase your music?
Yeah, because I never heard really for of about Web3, but the way I do it is like selling in Bandcamp. Sometimes I do releases in labels, like Insane Industry is a label from Italy. I'm a kind of resident there, and that's the way I distribute my music. Sometimes Bandcamp, sometimes labels, all the time. Sometimes, most of the times, I do ghost production.
Okay, but you are open to use other ways out of the traditionals. I mean, if you hear something new, something out of the technology that helps a lot to gain exposure, you are open to try it?
Yeah, of course, yes. Yeah. Why not? Yeah.
Yes, great. Because I think that it's true that a lot of people don't hear about Web3 music and Web3 ways to expose their art. But again, I think that it's a great tool. It's a great tool to meet new people, to meet new labels also. And in Spaz Club, we are giving a platform to the artists to monetize their work also. Like KRP was saying, in the platform, you can mint your own music and sell it in that way. You can send it to other people to their wallets. And it's something really, really huge. I know that could be a barrier for people that didn't hear about Web3, but we have a lot of tutorials on how to make it. So I invite you to check out the platform if you have a moment. It's just another tool, you know. I'm really glad that you are going in the other ways and you are working good. But, you know, maybe it's good that the more tools that is possible.
Of course, yes, of course. You're right on that. No, I'll try it. For sure, I'll try it.
Altro, you can count from us like for support. We will lead you like through the process and everything. We teach you everything we know. So let's keep in touch after the space.
Okay. Thank you.
Yes, of course. We're open in the DMs if you have any questions or something regarding this topic. It's just another of the questions, but is something that also exposed Spaz Club marketplace and what the project is trying to bring. So we are open to help you in this topic. So, Nuno Loco, let me hear your take on this. Did you hear about Web3?
So I heard a lot about Web3 from one of, I think, the founders of Spot Club. He's a friend of mine, we could say. So yeah, I heard about it, but I really don't understand it yet because it's kind of time consuming for me. So it would be great, as you said, if you have like tutorials you could watch and learn about it.
Yep, not just tutorials, man, but let's do it, you know, like one-on-one sessions. We will like we'll really be happy to help you, like show some things and so on.
Yeah, that would be great. I would love that, like, really.
Yes. One part of the show of the team of Spots is trying to onboard the people and giving them the help that is needed to make them understand how it is. Because I remember, imagine that in my experience, I'm in the NFT world since 2 years back, maybe more as well. And I know how difficult it could be to start in this world. It's something really difficult. And again, I'm surrounded by people that they are not in Web3. And when I start talking about Web3, it's something like I'm starting to speak in Chinese, you know. So I know it could be a huge barrier. So that's part of the work of Spots Club. But it's really important that you are open to jumping, you know. It's something that catch your attention.
Are you speaking with me?
Yes. Catch your attention.
Yes,
what you want and this thing.
Yes, like I'm really interested into it because I also heard about how Spots monetizes everything, and it's really genius. Like, I really would love to like get to know more details. Yes.
Perfect. So, I want to hear the take of Philip on this. Philip, did you hear about Web3? Web3 monetizing ways.
I hear is that a lot of artists are. Don't know where to go to find the right answers for what they need, you know. When you are an artist, you spend, for me, I spend like 4 or 5 hours in the studio working on ideas, working on this and that. So other time, I think it's very hard for the artist to find the correct, presentation, or I don't know how to explain it well, but I think the artist should be an artist, but at the end, there is some new technologies opening. There's some new ways how you can monetize your music. So a lot of artists still using the traditional ways only because they don't get the right info and where to educate themselves, you know, to doing something else. So I think that this kind of podcast is really important because I learned something new over here. And I know that there is something like NFT in the music and stuff like that, but you never go to really look, you know? So yeah. You can only see something on Instagram or on Google or where you find it, you know, on the ads. But at the end, I think it's for the artist, it's very hard to jump into that whole different world that can help us, but we don't know how to get in to use it, you know?
Yeah. This is one more point. It's one more point behind these things that you guys just said. And that's that the artists should stay connected, you know, share experiences, speaker spaces for that. And it's amazing. But like use the time, you know, when you're not in Twitter spaces also to connect and exchange. I think this is really the future of this culture.
Yeah, definitely.
Yes, and I also think that it's true that maybe it's something hard to achieve. The thing that I see like in the example of Philip is that it's true that takes some time, it's time consuming, so maybe you don't have the time to go in and learn a lot of things. I remember when I was starting, was a lot of things to read. It's like going to a new career, you know, going into Web3. Could sound like a something huge, like climbing a huge mount or something like that. But once you are in, you realize that it's not that hard, you know. You just need to go in.
It's just true. It's just true for, you know, for somebody there.
Exactly, exactly. But again, I think the important thing is that you are open to do it, you know, to go in, learn a bit. Maybe you don't have the time to make it, but I think if this thing is something that can help you a lot of monetizing, you will need to learn it, you know?
Definitely, I will do, definitely.
Well, again, if you have something in mind around this, we are open to help you. We are open to answer any DMs. I have one more question after this. Please be with me a couple of more minutes.
Sure, I'm here.
Okay, let's go with Mimi. Mimi, I know that you are in Web3. Let me hear your experience here.
Yeah, so I feel like I'm super deep in Web3. There is nowhere way out for me, you know. Yeah, I started 2021, in the beginning of 2021. And actually, I had this funny story. I was just like kind of investing a bit in like some shit coins, like altcoins. And I was super deep in this whole like meme situation. And then I found Dogecoin on Reddit, actually. And I really thought like the community was super funny and cute and all of this meme culture, you know. So I wrote a meme song, basically, and then I posted it on Twitter, and yeah, kind of went viral, and Elon Musk reposted it, and blah, 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 and that was the moment when, like, people from NFT community found me, I guess, and I think it was, like, the beginning of NFT technology or something. I don't know. I mean, I never heard about NFTs before 2021, so yeah, they told me, oh, I should mint this song, basically. And yeah, that's what I did. And yeah, was releasing music on different music Web3 platforms since then. But yeah, my experience, like the first time minting a song, especially in 2021, it was really, it felt like I was building a spaceship, you know. I did so much research. There was like not so many people who were doing it. I mean, there was like the start of like normal GPACs, you know, like some collections they were on, but like how to mint the music, it was yeah, there were no Sound XYZ at that point, no like bigger music platforms, so yeah, I minted it kind of like a video that was an option, but yeah, so yeah, that was my experience. And of course it's super hard for musicians, especially who mostly doing IRL concert and stuff, to learn such a technical thing. So I really feel like the space needs to be like more user friendly, you know, to onboard more musicians and make it more fun and more about creativity and not so technical. And yeah, back in 2021, I also tried to start like Web3 record label and try to onboard a few of my IRL Berlin friends. But yeah, it was really hard. It was so much work to like manage everyone. So I kind of let go of this idea. But yeah, I mean, musicians are really interested in doing this. Of course, it's a new revenue for your income. It's a new opportunity to connect to your fans on a, like a deeper level. So the technology has so much potential. But yeah, this challenge of like overcoming this super technical scene. And I mean, I even have friends who like have struggles with Instagram and TikTok. You know, they're like, oh, I just want to sit in my room and write songs. Of course, it will not work in 2023, but there are still this kind of people, you know, they have maybe like some management who's doing their social media, whatever, and they're just writing songs. But as an independent musician, you have to be your own social media manager, your own content creator, your own promoter, blah, blah, blah. So we really need to, like, I don't know, have 10 hands to catch up on all of the trends that are going on. So, yeah.
Yes, you say something that is really important, I think. I think that nowadays the profit out of Web3 is not the money, you know. It's really, really hard to get really good money off of Web3 at this point, because we are early stay in the ecosystem. We are early in this technology thing. I'm 100% sure that this will blow up in a couple of years, if not in a couple of months, you know, because adoption is coming, people is open to use new technology, and it happened with crypto, you know. You started hearing about Dogecoin, and that is just a show, that is just a meme, You started to hear about it out of a show. Imagine what you can learn, what you can hear more in the future about really forming projects that want to help others to grow. That's why, in part, we started with Post Club. We wanted to give the artists more recognition and also helping them to navigate this world. Is something that, again, it scares a bit at the beginning, but it's something that is huge to be here early. Did you manage to sell anything in Web3?
At the beginning, I had like a big sale after this like viral song, basically. And since then, I was on OpenSea and Mintable and Rarible, and now I'm on SoundXYZ. And also turning to Solana through Vault soon. So yeah, I'm kind of like maintaining it on the side, you know.
Okay, perfect. Thanks a lot for sharing. Again, also I invite you to check out Spos. We are open to answer any question. The space is not meant to be for knowing Spos project overall, but it's true that we are creating these tools. We have the marketplace to give in more exposure. We have tutorials. We have this, like Tetrahedron was saying, we have this possibility to make one-on-one sessions to give a perspective on how Web3 works. So thanks a lot for sharing your experience. Akash, did you hear about Web3?
Oh yeah, I really heard about Web3. I'm here in Stanford. I study in Stanford, and my knowledge and subject is on artificial intelligence and biological intelligence. Like, we are creating an AI algorithm for doctors and patients and stuff like that. So when the community gave us the project, and when we complete the project, we either they will pay you in cash or they will pay you in Ethereum or Bitcoin, stuff like that. So I thought, like, what to do with this liquid money, liquidity. So I just jumped into Web3. And, you know, like, as everybody was saying their suggestions of Web3, I think, like, you know, Web3 is a new DAO and it is a new digital age, like, characterized by blockchain, decentralization, and user-centric protocols. Like, you know, one thing very interesting about Web3 is its collaborative internet. Like, you can't collaborate with people on Instagram. The people who are famous enough, who have 30k followers, they will not even mention you. They will not even reply you to your DMs. But in Web3, like, into the spaces we are on right now, we can, like, collaborate with each other. We can, like, buy each other artworks. Like, we can, like interact with each other. But this is for the first time in the history of humanity is happening right now. But as Mamish said, so it's like, you know, like, it's all about collaboration. And, you know, like, one thing I would like to mention, like, collaborate on NFT projects, like, collaborate with other artists or projects that create a limited edition NFT series and share your profits and expanding to your reach. Like, it's all about collaboration with the community and consistency. So if you are constant enough, you will get more interaction. So I would really love to talk to Mimi. Like, she's from Berlin, and to be honest, like, in couple of next months, like in January, I will be hosting my first podcast with Shelby Stardust. She's a great artist, and she's from Polygon, and she's from Seattle. So I will be talking to her and launching my first podcast with her. And soon, in a couple of months, like, maybe I will travel book to Berlin as well. So maybe I would love to host you and as a guest. So I really just want to ask you, like, maybe are there any specific Berlin influencers that have played a significant role in shaping your music style within the Web3 space?
That's great. Please let us know when that space is happening, and we will be happy to join in. Thanks a lot for sharing your experience. And yes, this is the goal of the space, you know, knowing a bit more each other, knowing artists, knowing what they are doing. We are not closing only with musicians. We will have other kind of artists as well. It's something that we want to open the doors to these ecosystems, to every artist that want to join in. So thanks a lot, Akash. For everyone, I'm really thankful for being here more than an hour. We are here a lot. I don't want to steal you guys a lot of more time. So let's start wrapping it up. I want to go into the last question for Altro Codice. Please let me know what is your short-term plans, new releases, mixes, where I can catch you up.
Like right now, you can go into my personal account in Instagram. I have all links here in Linktree. You can see my last releases there. You can see my own label too, name X Club label. Otherwise, you can go check Insane Industry. It's an Italian label. That's where I release my music.
Excellent. So, Nuno Loco, what are your short-term plans, new releases, concerts, where I can catch you?
So I'm having like 2 concerts in early of January. I'm planning an album for summer and also some releases. And in the album, I'm trying to like get more known people from Switzerland on it. So I'm trying to create like a Latin album of Swiss Latin music. So I will see how that goes. And yes, so if you want to like have help with a production or anything like about music, I'm glad to help you for free as well. Like just follow me on Instagram or here on X, but I'm not that active here, so it's better on Instagram.
Excellent. Thanks a lot. Philip, in a personal opinion, I see your profile pretty good. You are doing a great job there. Let me know what are your short-term plans and if you have other ways to catch you.
So like I mentioned in the introduction, I started this new artist duo project called Inner Sense. So right there, I'm just releasing music right now as a duo, as Inner Sense. So we have like 10 tracks ready. We make a soon gonna be available free download of our edit of Schiller. I Feel You. It's really a nostalgic song from trance song from 2003, and we just make a reborn mix. So right now the plan is the new year. So in 1 year. We do a lot of work, a lot of branding stuff, a lot of marketing stuff. So right now we are just having like 10 tracks waiting to be released. One of them is going to be on Joris Vorn label, Spectrum. That's really huge for me because I finally found my sound, how should the sound, and I think we are really going in good directions. So we are hoping for the next year, Dance Arena again for on Exit Festival. We have a couple of tours. It's going to be China. It's going to be Europe. It's going to be, and I hope we're going to see you next year in Argentina. I've been in Argentina. I've been in Argentina 2018 or 19 maybe. I don't know. So really looking forward to go back to Latin America. So that's it. Short plan is just continue working and expanding the what we created. So really look, I hope we're gonna see you soon somewhere, you know, and meet you in person.
Yes, excellent. If you came to Argentina, I will attend the show for sure. Because honestly, I really like your profile. I think out of marketing, you are doing pretty a good job, and I think that your journey on Web3. Could be more easier than for other artists.
I think it's the right moment to jump in, you know, because right now how the things are going, it's going to be developing very fast in the next couple of years. So I think it's really nice. I'm really glad I'm here and I will stay here for one more hour. It's really interesting.
Oh, thank you.
So we definitely going to speak in person. So
Yes, Philip, you can count on me. I will help you with all the things needed. And if you're going to Argentina, I will go with you also.
Yeah.
You will get to Argentina.
Well, if Philip goes to Argentina, I will go with him.
Okay,
that's a deal.
We can grab a couple of beers here and have a great time.
Oof, always a good time.
Okay. Mimi, let me know your short-term plans and also where can we catch you? Mimi, are you there?
Yeah. Yeah, my short-term plans. I'm just continue working on my music, releasing some songs in December on all of the Web2 platforms and also on Vault Music. You can catch me everywhere. I'm on all the imaginable Web2 platforms, basically, and also active on Twitter. So, yeah, if anybody has any questions or would love to collaborate, please DM me. And, thank you so much for having me. And, thanks for providing this amazing platform for musicians.
Thanks to you. Akash, you want to close with something? What are your short-term plans? Where can we get you?
My short-term plans, I'm traveling to Miami to host my friend and Seattle as well. So just want to say respect at this time if you want yours to be respected. And we are the living manifestation of our destiny. So, yeah.
Thanks a lot. So for closing it up, I want to thank everyone for joining. I really appreciate your time. We were here for more than an hour, and I know it's a lot. It's a lot for people that need to do a lot of things. So I'm really, really grateful. We are closing it up. So see you guys in the next Wednesday for another Artist Weekly. Thanks a lot, everyone. See you.
Bye-bye.
Bye, see you.
Bye-bye, ciao.